When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
It's Saturday, the 14th of November, 2015. Time for another check-in with Thunder Punch Daily. As part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, which is this thing where me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger are challenging ourselves and by extension everybody else to check in once a day for the month of November with an art essay, an art journal, some kind of reflection, or capturing something about the process of making art from day to day in audio format, and then you share it online with the Art Sound Off hashtag so you can listen to the ones that everybody's doing. We got a wide variety of people who are participating. Webcomics artists, reviewers, comics colorists, and then, you know, guys like me, Jersey Drozd, cartoonist and teaching artist. So what I do today, so Saturday, meaning I didn't teach today. Got the day off from teaching, and mostly it was catching up on work day. You know, I think I hinted yesterday that I had this new opportunity that kind of got in my way, and had to drop some things in order to attend to that. Finished attending to that this morning. Then got to work for an uninterrupted, how long is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so it's an hour and a half. An hour and a half of working on my own stuff, working on penciling Boulder and Fleet, page 53. And it went a little faster than I thought. I think as I was setting up my my ETP, my Emergent Task Planner this morning, I was feeling a little dismayed about how things had to get shifted around towards the end of this past week. And so I was doing the opposite of eyes bigger than your stomach kind of thing, where it's like, okay, let's put Boulder and Fleet pencils on the list. That's going to take 2.5 hours, you know, just as a guess. So take 2.5 hours to pencil that. It only took an hour and a half. And so that's always a morale booster when something takes longer than you anticipated, and not when you overestimate to try to trick yourself, because, you know, you're tricking yourself. It's easy to see that one coming, right? So, but no, I honestly thought it was going to take 2.5 hours. It took an hour and a half. So that was good. But then I realized that, like, when I finished penciling, I was like, you know, Boulder's pose in panel one looks a little bit off to me. Why does it look so weird? It looks a little stiff. He looks a little bit chunky. What's going on here? And then I looked back at my thumbnail, and wouldn't you know it, how many times has this happened to you, where I nailed the pose in the thumbnail, and in the process of penciling it, I tightened up too much and made him look really stiff and awkward. And this comes out of the fact that when I'm penciling, I take the thumbnail, I import it into Manga Studio, and then I do another round of sort of pencil roughs on top of the thumbnail, and then I do final pencils on top of that. But before I even get there, I drop the thumbnail in, and then I do the lettering so I know how much room I really have for all of the art elements. And then I will pencil after chopping up the image and moving things around a little bit. So somewhere in that process, and I got to go back through my layers in my file, I wound up monkeying up Boulder's pose, because I remember there was some overlap on the image where one element overlapped Boulder in this way that, according to the movement of the panel, it wouldn't have worked. So I had to move some things around and then move things to accommodate the lettering. And I think in that process, I wound up losing the fluidity of Boulder's pose. So I'm going to have to go back and re-pencil that after I record this essay. But it led me to think about something else that I'm sure a lot of us have thought about at one time or another, especially when you notice that when you thumbnail something, there's all this grace and fluidity and energy in there, and then as you get closer and closer to the final product, you'll lose 10 to 30% of that energy in the tightening up of the image. Not everybody has this issue. There's some people who can just throw down. I think of guys like John David Guerra of NightmareProWrestling.com. I should write that down so I can add it to the show notes. That guy's just got bags and bags of energy, and I've seen his roughs to his finals, and he doesn't lose a whole lot in between there. But I do, and I know at least a couple other cartoonists who've reported of having the same issue. So this is a long way of getting to this notion of, I was thinking about how, you know, I did this doodle the other day, or yesterday actually, of two of my characters on a boat, and I'm like, oh, you know, why haven't I done a comic story about these guys yet? And I'm like, yeah, when I got the time, why don't I like try to take on a challenge in the next 6 months where I do a little mini story about two of my side characters in Boulder and Fleet, and I really try to do it loose and sketchy. Don't spend a lot of steps between the thumbnail to the final. Maybe go straight from thumbnail to inks and ship it. And I know I've done this before, because on my website, you can find a link to a comic. Actually, this is on the Boulder and Fleet website, boulderandfleet.com, in the sidebar. Actually, in the archives of the comic as well, you can find a story called Fish Don't Have Teeth. And what that was it was a comic I did on Mini Comic Day a couple of years back. Mini Comic Day being this event where, kind of like 24-hour comic day, but the goal is to do an 8-page mini comic in 8 hours or less. So you get an hour a page. Which sounds kind of luxurious compared to, well, a 24-hour comic day is about the same, right? 24-hour comic day is 24 hours, 24 pages. So it's about the same, but you're just like chunking it out into like a third of the time. And so I sat down and I said, okay, well, I'm going to do a Boulder and Fleet mini comic in this 8 hours. And I did. And I drew it actual size, meaning what? 5.5 inches wide by 4.25 inches deep per page. You know, not very big pages. And I just did it with a blue pencil and a Pentel stylo. I should write that down so I can link that in the show notes as well. Pentel stylo. And yeah, sure enough, I wrote it, penciled it, and inked it all within 8 hours. And I wound up printing it up as a mini comic, including it in the archives on boulderandfleet.com, selling it at conventions, even selling it on Gumroad. And the story is pretty good. I mean, it's not Tolstoy. It's an 8-page mini comic, you know, and it's about wrestling fishmen. But I'm happy with it, and I think there's some funny moments, and I think there's like some, you know, good shots in there. Why can't I do that more often? Why do I always have to get stymied? I've been doing this a long time. You'd think I would have outgrown this notion of having to, you know, really winnow the art like that, and especially after just coming off of what's it called? Inktober, where it was about like belting out these, you know, ink sketches. Daily reminder to me that I need to loosen up my stuff and relax a little bit more about it, and not get so, you know, uptight about making everything just so, and, you know, hold on to the energy, even if it is at the expense of the technical quality of the image, right? I think that that's just like one of those levels of mastery that just comes with experience too. You see a lot of like really seasoned veterans of the form, that their stuff just gets looser and looser as they get older because they know what to keep and what to throw out in order to keep the energy. I'm still early on comparatively, so I'm gonna cut myself a little bit of slack and say you got time, but I'm reminding myself, you know, I'm gonna go back at this this page again, try to repencil Boulder in panel one, and try to retain that energy and that spirit that I captured in the thumbnails. So, all right, time for me to check out and get back to work, because I got to pencil a page of RoboForce after this, and then I got housework to do. So I'm going to attend to all those things with my full attention. Who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist. You can find my work at boulderandfleet.com. You can find everything I do at jdroz.com. That has links to everything I'm involved with. It has links to my Amazon page. It has links to my teaching work and all the podcasts that I do. And it also, like, I, you know, post like sketches and stuff there. Oh, speaking of which, I posted another process shot from the latest Boulder and Fleet page on my Patreon. Not the pose that I screwed up, but another piece of the page. So if you want to see like sort of like a before and after from thumbnail to final pencils as I was describing it today, you can see it there, patreon.com/jersey. All right, I will be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
In today's episode, Xanthor committed a crime, but when he was given a chance to make up for it, he came through with flying colors. You know, it's important to give our friends a chance to make up for their mistakes. Of course, if they continue to do wrong, we might want to think about whether we really want them for a friend or not. But many wrongdoers do see the error of their ways. All they need is a second chance. Everybody deserves that.